The Trump administration is continuing its efforts to make the asylum process at the southern border more difficult. For people requesting asylum, the first step is a credible fear interview with the United States Citizenship and Immigration Service official. Now, the Department of Homeland Security will be deploying Customs and Border Protection officers to conduct some credible fear interviews. Immigration advocates worry the change means asylum seekers will be less likely to pass their interview. This comes on the heels of a federal appeals court ruling that the Trump administration can continue to send asylum seekers to Mexico while they wait for their day in court. Helping us to make sense of this entire process is Dara Lynn, senior correspondent at Vox covering immigration. Dara, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So, with this reported change to have CBP officers conducting credible fear interviews, are they going to be replacing asylum officers or supplementing?
Well, for now, at least, the plan is to have them supplement. Of course, this is such a radical break from what the Division of Labor has been that there is a fear that this is kind of some test pilot for, you know, having them ultimately replace them entirely. What's happening is right now, a team of about 10 Border Patrol officers is being trained in how to do credible fear interviews, what that looks like. There's no set timetable for when they're going to be in the field, but we know that they are going to be, you know, in theory, supervised by the same people who supervise asylum officers for at least the first period of time. And then they're going to be conducting interviews on their own. There's only going to be, I think there are plans for about 50 Border Patrol officers to get trained in this by the end of the summer. So that's not a whole lot of people given the number of people coming in and seeking asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border. So it's right now, it wouldn't be enough to fully replace asylum officers. But asylum officers themselves are kind of wondering, well, if the problem is that there aren't enough of us, why isn't the move to hire more asylum officers rather than to have a Border Patrol that the Trump administration is also saying is extremely stretched thin and needs to be shifting its own resources around to do its own job?
And we know that immigration advocates are concerned about this policy change. Dara, why is that?
The thinking behind a credible fear interview is supposed to be that it is non-combative, that it is a way for people who are often traumatized, who have gone through a very difficult journey, to talk about what they've experienced in a way that is, you know, as open and supportive as possible so that they can get all the facts correct. And that it's understood that an asylum seeker doesn't necessarily know the right, you know, phrases in asylum law to use, that it's the job of the asylum officer to kind of translate that into a legal context. The Customs and Border Protection officers, you know, that's not part of their job description as it exists right now. When they are interviewing asylum seekers to kind of fill out, you know, the initial paperwork, they often do take a combative approach. You know, they're trained in interrogation in a lot of cases. They're not trained to do these kind of non-confrontational interviews. And the Trump administration has stopped saying, initially they were kind of letting it be known in early reports that the point of this was to have fewer people pass their screening interviews. And then they realized that that was creating a massive litigation risk because the standard for an initial screening interview is supposed to be deliberately low because the point is to avoid sending people back and violating international law. You know, it's to avoid false negatives rather than false positives. But they've stopped saying that. They're now kind of saying that it's, you know, the best way to use the resources, that it's a way to deal with this backlog. But everybody who's looking at it assumes that the root of this is that the White House feels that too many people are passing their screening interviews and has lost faith in USCIS agents to change the way they do it.
Dara, this is all happening in the context of the Remain in Mexico policy. You've been reporting extensively on this issue. What have we seen so far and where does it stand today?
The policy, which initially was this very limited, you know, a couple of dozen people were getting returned a day at this one port of entry in San Diego, has now spread across the border so that, you know, we're now talking about as many as hundreds of people a week. A few thousand have been returned so far. And the way that this works is people are either they are apprehended by Border Patrol agents after arriving in the U.S., crossing between ports of entry, committing the misdemeanor of illegal entry, or they present themselves at ports of entry for asylum. And when they're initially processed, they are then given a court date and sent back to Mexico to wait for that court date. And on the day of their court hearing, they're escorted back into the U.S., given the hearing, and then escorted back to Mexico. The logic here is that if people are going to, you know, abscond into the U.S. instead of showing up for their court hearings, they can't do that if they're not in the U.S. But it's created a lot of confusion, a lot of questions about whether they're getting adequate representation, and some substantial questions about whether the Trump administration is being honest with the public and with the courts about the way it's being implemented.
You also wrote a story about where you've interviewed asylum officers who are sending people to Mexico under this policy. What have they been telling you?
The asylum officers who are involved here, there's an additional kind of screening level that is triggered if somebody tells a Border Patrol agent, don't send me back to Mexico, I'm afraid of going back there. Then they're given an interview with an asylum officer, but that's a much higher standard that they have to pass to avoid getting sent back than the credible fear standard that we were talking about earlier. So the asylum officers that I talked to said they weren't given adequate training in this new standard. In some cases, people had to do interviews without having been trained in the new standard at all. And they were saying that the way that standard is being implemented, it makes it in practice exceedingly difficult, nearly impossible, for somebody to successfully establish that they would in fact be in danger and to avoid getting sent back to Mexico under this policy. And, you know, some of the stories that I heard were cases coming back from headquarters saying, this, we don't think this meets the standard, you need to change the way you find this. You know, heard about cases in which the supervisor or somebody above the supervisor said, well, they didn't say explicitly enough that they were being persecuted on this basis, or the person they said was persecuting them didn't explicitly name, oh, I'm doing this because you're a member of XYZ group. So the way that they kind of put all these together, they feel that they're being asked to do something that they very much worry is inconsistent with international law and with their humanitarian obligations. And so even though asylum officers are generally very head down civil servants, people who are very reluctant to talk to press, they, as a matter of a labor issue, actually through their union, came and spoke to me and kind of raised some alarms and said, we don't know how much longer we can do this personally, in a moral sense.
And do you expect that that will change?
As the policy has expanded, some of the things that the asylum officers raised with me about, like the initial secrecy with which the program was being rolled out, have been addressed a little bit. But I think that this is kind of happening to the asylum corps at the same time that they're looking at Border Patrol being sent to do their jobs, at the same time that they are getting new training in credible fear interviews that is asking them to take a more confrontational approach and getting a little less sensitive toward the trauma that asylum seekers have often undergone. So there's a general sense, and, you know, this is, I think a lot of civil servants under the Trump administration are worried about what they're being asked to do or feel that they're no longer being allowed to do the job that they signed up for. It's something that you actually also heard from ICE officers under the Obama administration, right? There was a lot of, we are not being allowed to do our jobs because the White House wants to control the way we enforce the law. It's kind of a flip side of that that you're hearing now from the asylum corps.
Dara Lind is a senior correspondent at Vox covering immigration. Dara, thank you so much.
Thank you.